what we did was really a marketing survey that broke down water filtration and water home treatment into five aspects: water taste and clarity, product type, filtration speed, price, oh, and health, the most important one. What we were doing was taking those five and saying, to the average Ghanaian person, which is the most important quality in water filtration? Because there are some studies in the United States that show that if you market on taste and clarity, it's more important, I should say, than saying this water is going to be healthier. And so what we thought was, well, why don't we break down water into more segments than just saying it's healthier if you do this filtration and see what the response is. And what we found actually was health was the most important still. Taste was up there, but the most interesting thing we found by far was that price was not as important as we thought it was going to be. Any economist will tell you that anybody in the world would go for the lowest priced product. And what we found is that's not really true. They equated higher price with a better product quality. And that's based on the fact that the data in our surveys showed consistently that actually people preferred a higher price from what we found. We not only were doing the marketing side, but we also did some water sampling while we were there so we could understand a baseline level of purity. And the water they delivered was actually pretty good. Now, this is where the problem lies, at least in the urban communities.
Well, how responsive were the Ghanaians and willing to answer these questions and make such fine distinctions in factoring the quality of their water?
They were pretty amazing. I'd have to say that they're the most patient people I've ever been privy to, interrupting their subsistence work, inviting us into their homes, and really looking at this, honestly, as something that was going to be very good for their community. We're talking about an average survey time of about 45 minutes.
How well equipped are utility companies in northern Ghana to get the type of quality of water and operate the equipment and business tools for maintaining a water supply operation?
I'd say what they do really well. The utility companies, what they do is actually deliver mostly just to the urban regions, so not the rural communities. And when they do deliver water, the water quality is actually quite good. The water, while it is good, is only delivered on a sporadic schedule. They can't save up enough water in these dams to actually treat on a normalized level. So it's possible that not enough either political capital or monetary capital has actually gone into the north to develop these systems.
Did you find that the political problems between the north and the south in Ghana interfered with the ability to deliver water in the north? What did you find were the major problems as far as the northern region's abilities to get water?
I could see some of the political turmoil in terms of the mistrust of the South in the North, but I don't know how that specifically affected water treatment or water delivery.
Well, you mentioned that the climate was very dry in the North. Did they have to import their water, or was it easily accessible while you were there?
It's accessible. They don't import. They basically have some dams and stuff, but I guess it's just the fact that, for instance, treatment facilities, they can't treat the water in terms of just pipe delivery. They don't treat the water fast enough for the people, and so that's a problem.
Why is that?
Well, I mean, I guess you could assume it was because not enough money's flowed north and they haven't done enough. The other possibility is that they don't have enough large water sources in the north to get that water from to treat. So, for instance, a lot of these rural communities, what they have is just these smaller boreholes, which if you were a water company, it would be difficult to actually get water from each of these individual boreholes and repipe it. Usually water comes from an aquifer or, you know, dam, that kind of thing.
So you believe that if they were able to keep the water on constantly, it would make for a more efficient use of the system?
Yeah, without a doubt. And I don't think they're too much beyond that right now. I mean, I think the reason that becomes important to some degree is because when the people hoard, they keep this stuff in containers. And you can imagine all of the feces in the dry climate that causes contamination. And so the storage actually is a huge problem. What they do is they end up storing this water and actually risk higher contamination than if they just took it straight from the pipe and drank it. So it's kind of an interesting problem there. Again, it's somewhat of a cultural problem, but I think also if the water company could believe that they had more water to actually treat and flow, it would actually solve a lot of those issues because then they'd just keep the pipes on most of the time. You know, but then I'm also reminded of the fact that, hey, you know what? The rural people don't get much water as it is right now from their piped water. So the water company would have issues with that as well because you'd actually have increased demand from those communities.
Now, in the rural areas, did you find that purity was a very important concern about the water that was used in Ghanaian agriculture, or was it less of a factor than in the urban setting?
That's a really interesting question. I mean, we don't know too much about it. I can only tell you some observations. And I didn't get the sense that it was that big of a deal, honestly. You saw, like, you know, the Carter Foundation is pretty big up in there. And they definitely had some drip irrigation projects going. I think Carter Center was one of them. But I didn't get the sense that they purified the water first. I got the sense that they just took it straight out of the dam or dugout that was available and did drip irrigation on it. So I didn't get the sense that that was a big issue at all.
So what factors were important for the rural communities with the quality of their water?
Health was number one, decidedly number one. And then when you got right down to it, product type was very important. So we actually were working on behalf of someone who sold a ceramic filter. Think of it as like a flower pot or a planter, you know, something you would put your plant in. That's what it looks like, essentially, but with no hole at the bottom. So this traditional durable, which is what we call a ceramic filter, was actually by far the number one product in that area, as opposed to a consumable, like a tab, or a modern durable, which was something that was made of steel or, you know, basically different materials than what the Ghanaians were used to, or something that looked more modern, I should say. And what we would do is actually show them pictures of each of these types of things to see which one they preferred, and they, by and large, preferred the traditional durable. So returning again, it was health and then product type were the two most interesting things to them.
And was this true in the urban setting as well?
Yeah, actually, they were very much similar. Amazingly, there were very few changes, but yeah, those two were the top two there as well.
So this reliance on more traditional filters, does that have any consequences for the future of how they process the water, or do you see that as an advantage or a disadvantage for the future?
I actually see it as an advantage. They definitely like it the best. I think it's a very good finding in that regard. And the reason being is because the traditional durable can be made largely out of Ghanaian materials, which means that what you can actually do is set up a factory in a certain area right next to where they're having problems and just deliver from there. So, you know, you're talking about ceramic filter. Can you imagine, as I mentioned, a country that had poor infrastructure driving that sucker 10 hours north, which is what they're doing now. So they get massive breakage, which leads to a cost per filter that's much higher. And so that's a problem right now. So the good thing about this is, hey, you know what? We don't have to import anything. We don't even have to drive it a long way. We can actually set up a shop right here because it's using all Ghanaian materials, and we can deliver it. And that lowers the cost significantly. So I think it's a really good finding in that regard.